Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Thursday, the day we try to live out and apply what we've been learning this week. And this week we've been studying a story where Jesus and his followers were on a boat on the Sea of Galilee in Israel, found themselves in trouble, and his followers were terrified that a storm that had arisen was going to kill them. Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat, and they woke him up, said they were terrified, and Jesus just kind of casually woke up, commanded the storm to stop, and it did. It just stopped because he said so. And the followers were left marveling at one another and saying, what kind of a man is this that he can tell the wind and the waves what to do? Well, when they wake him up, Jesus scolds them, not for interrupting his sleep, but actually for not having enough faith. And the way most people define faith these days, people say, you know, faith is trust in things unseen. And that's not what Jesus is scolding them about. He's not saying he wants them to just have more trust in things they can't see. No, it's quite the opposite. He wants them to have faith in him. He wants them to have trust in things they can see, in someone they can see who's sleeping in the boat with them. Like the story I told you yesterday of me being on an airplane and watching an experienced pilot who happened to be on the plane as well, not sweat the turbulence. Jesus wants his followers to look at him, see him sleeping through the storm, and not worry about themselves, not worry about their lives, because clearly, here's Jesus not worried about it, and they should have an inkling by now of who Jesus really is, that he might actually be God, that he might actually be God with power to control nature. If he can perform miracles, if he calls himself the Son of God, if he was really born of a virgin, all these things that they should know about him should be leading them to the conclusion that Jesus is probably going to be okay when a storm comes up if he's sleeping through it. He probably has a good handle on storms and which ones are actually a concern to his life. But that's not the case. They wake him up and he implores them to have more faith. More faith not in things they can't see but in him. To trust him. Look at what happens in this very story. Jesus just commands the winds and seas to stop. And they do, simply at his command. What kind of man gets to do that? A powerful man? An illusionist? No, nobody can control the complex systems that make up the weather around us. We can influence them slightly in specific technological ways today, but we can't do that on a big scale. And that's certainly what Jesus seemed able to do. He managed to just stop a storm in its tracks. You know who could do that? The creator of this entire world around us. The one who created the systems that lead to wind and waves. The one who created it and sustains it and controls it every day of our lives. And that's God. Jesus wanted his followers to recognize that he was God standing there with them in that boat, resting and not worried about the storm. Now, the disciples may be coming to terms with this intellectually at this point in Jesus' life. They may be willing to say, you know what, he's our Lord, he's our Messiah. They may even have an idea that he's God in the flesh. But you know what, when they find themselves in danger, at least what they feel to be danger, when they find themselves in this storm that's apparently bigger than they think they can handle, that's when their true faith is revealed. We realize, actually, they seem to trust Jesus in all kinds of ways, but not with their lives. And that's the kind of trust that Jesus is looking for. He wants us to trust us with the whole of our lives, not just to compartmentalize our lives and to say, well, here's the religious part of my life that I'll trust Jesus with, and here's the rest of my life that I won't. No, Jesus wants us to trust him with everything. He's looking for us to trust him with all the different aspects of our lives. He's looking for us to trust him with our vocational and career decisions, with our finances, with our bodies, with our relationships, with everything that makes up the many faceted lives we lead. He wants us to trust him. And here in his closest followers, we can see the tendency for us human beings to compartmentalize our lives and to say, oh yes, I trust Jesus. I'll follow him. I'll give up my job for him. I'll be one of his itinerant followers. But then when they actually feel that they might be seriously injured or they might actually be killed, we realize they don't quite trust him with their lives or with their bodies when they feel they might be injured. Jesus is teaching them in this moment what it means to truly follow him with everything. When storms come in life, if we've been compartmentalizing our lives and only trusting Jesus with some parts of our lives and not with others, we'll quickly find ourselves feeling unprotected in the storm. If we've been putting our faith in our finances or something like that, we'll quickly find that when a big enough storm comes along, we feel we have no protection left, that we've been trusting the wrong things. Instead, we want to put our trust in Jesus. As we explored a couple weeks ago, Jesus, that one foundation that can withstand any storm in life, even life's biggest storm, death. Jesus withstood that storm. He allowed himself to die a physical death, but then he rose again from the dead, returning to life and inviting us to follow him, trusting him to lead us safely through life's biggest possible storm, death. That's the kind of follower he wants, somebody who will follow him even through death and into life once again. His disciples clearly weren't quite ready for that yet, but you know what? They got there. When those storms in life come, it can be really comforting to know that we have Jesus on our side, to know that he's in our boat, to know that he's calm and resting. But this is not just about comfort. In this story, we actually see Jesus showing us that he is in control, that he is power, that he is God. That is way more comforting than any kind of a safety blanket. Well, I've got a question for you to think about, and it's actually a challenge for you to try to apply and live out since it's Thursday. What storms in life challenge your faith and trust in Jesus? How can you trust him in some smaller, calmer life situations to know that he can be trusted even in the scarier ones? Maybe you can discuss with your discussion group what those storms in life are that you're facing, and how you can learn to trust him better in those big storms by trusting him first in some little storms. So discuss with your group as well what those little storms could be that you're experiencing right now, but not quite fully trusting Jesus. Have a great discussion and practice living it out, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect, and then on the weekend as we take time to rest and to join together in community. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.